You are listening to Hurricane Rita storm coverage from KUHF, Houston Public Radio, NPR, and ABC 13 Television. Good afternoon. I'm Rod Rice. We are about 3 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and we'll have a roundup of the local news for you, and then all things considered coverage of Hurricane Rita after the impact weather forecast. Houston and Harris County officials say they are prepared for Hurricane Rita, but Mayor Bill White says people need to be prepared for severe conditions.
We are prepared as a community, more prepared than any community has ever been. We had one of the biggest evacuations in American history in a short period of time. But this storm is dangerous, and we have not disarmed this storm. So don't be naive. Trees will fall. Power will be out. Waters will rise. And don't wait. Don't go outside to see what's happening.
White says the city is preparing for the worst. They have plans in place, including food, water, and ice shipments ready to roll in from other parts of the state. The Astrodome will serve as the staging area for the recovery effort. The mayor called it a vast army of resources. After watching the way that the official response played out in the Hurricane Katrina disaster several weeks ago, U.S. lawmakers in the Houston area are promising that the Hurricane Rita response will be better. Here's that story from Houston Public Radio's Jack Williams.
House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Sugarland says the Houston region has done all it can to get ready for Rita's arrival.
We are prepared for this storm. The incredible leadership that has been shown in the local level, and the state level, and the federal government. I've been in contact with the White House, with the Department of Homeland Security, with the FEMA operation, with the military. We feel very confident that everything is in place, ready for this storm.
Congressman Gene Green says local and state officials have learned from past experiences and put together an emergency response that's worked well so far.
We've learned from what's happened in Louisiana. We actually learned from what happened 4 years ago with Allison in our community. So hopefully the Lord won't bless us with too much of the rain or the wind in East Harris County and Northside. But we're here and we're ready to go. And again, this is the greatest example, I think, of government working together to make sure we take care of our folks.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee represents parts of downtown Houston and says federal and local officials have worked well together so far after learning from Katrina's mistakes. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.
So far, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott's office has received more than 300 price gouging complaints. He says the complaints are about more than gasoline.
In addition to gasoline, we have received countless complaints about other kinds of necessities, such as water, lodging, rental cars, and, of course, building supplies. There virtually is no end to the kinds of items that people will price gouge on.
Abbott says that his office will prosecute offenders, and they could be fined up to $20,000 per violation. The Attorney General's office will be open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. throughout the week to take any complaints on price gouging. All commercial flights in and out of Houston stopped at noon this afternoon. Airport officials say that essential equipment at Hobby Airport and also at Bush Intercontinental has been protected as much as is possible. The airports were not designed nor designated for use as storm shelters, and the few passengers that had been stranded have left for other designations. Individual airlines will make the decision on when to resume their own flights. The airline, although not having commercial flights, is not closed. It will be ready to begin accepting flights aimed at relief and recovery just as soon as they are available. You're listening to Hurricane Rita storm coverage from KUHF, Houston Public Radio. At 88.7 FM, it's listener-supported radio from the University of Houston. We'll get a detailed look at impact weather in just a few moments. Our coverage also includes this news from NPR.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder.